Elon Musk owns Twitter now, and he has followed through on his pledge to radically slim down the social media company. Staffers found out today whether they still have jobs or not. The layoffs prompted a swift response, a class action lawsuit from employees, also calls for advertisers to boycott. NPR's Raquel Maria Dillon joins me. Hey there.
Hello.
Hi. So big picture, why is Elon Musk doing this? The layoffs, I mean.
He might be the richest person in the world on paper, but in order to buy this company, he borrowed about $12.5 billion. He has to pay all that off at the rate of about $1 billion a year. So dramatically reducing the staff is one way to cut costs, which is what he badly needs. For months, Musk has been complaining that the company is overstaffed. And as soon as he took over, he fired all the executives, dissolved the board of directors. Now he's looking for ways that Twitter can make money, like charging for verified accounts, for example. He says it'll soon cost $8 a month for the coveted blue checkmark.
Yeah. What has been the reaction to his early moves?
We should say we don't know exactly how many people lost their jobs or in what departments. A memo went out last night by email telling everyone to stay home today. Just check your email to find out your fate. Twitter employees are commiserating on Twitter, of course, expressing gratitude and encouragement and concern about their health insurance. On the other hand, there are a bunch of Twitter users celebrating the fact that these people lost their jobs, calling them government stooges who are afraid of open debate because they disagree with policies put in place by Twitter's previous leadership. Also yesterday, a handful of employees filed a class action lawsuit accusing the company of failing to give enough notice of the mass layoffs. Under California law, employers have to give at least 60 days notice. I talked to the lawyer representing these employees today, and she told me the preemptive case might be working because at least some of the staffers got severance pay through January.
Okay, so that's how things are going for Twitter staff. What about for the platform itself? It's early days, but what do we know about how all this is playing for Twitter?
Right, just a few days before the midterms.
Yeah.
Activists are very worried that there is no one left at Twitter to monitor and block disinformation or dangerous content. They say it opens up the possibility that Twitter could turn into a free-for-all with false voting information, bad election results. Leaders from these groups also met with Elon Musk this week and said it was a productive conversation. He listened and promised that Twitter would stick with its existing policies. Jessica Gonzalez from Free Press says his actions, though, point in a very different direction.
When you lay off reportedly 50% of your staff, including teams who are in charge of actually tracking, monitoring, and enforcing content moderation rules, that necessarily means that content moderation has changed.
These civil rights groups, critics of big tech and media watchdogs, are now calling on advertisers to boycott Twitter, warning them that their brands might land next to hateful or harassing content. Musk tweeted today that Twitter has seen a massive drop in revenue and blamed this activist pressure on advertisers. He reiterated that nothing has changed with content moderation. He said, quote, "We did everything we could to appease the activists, and some big brands have already pulled their ads, at least for now. We're talking General Motors, Audi, Pfizer. There may be more to come."
And NPR's Raquel Maria Dillon. Thanks.
Thank you.